Today, the Supreme Court hears arguments in a case that involves employer-sponsored 401k retirement plans. At the heart of the case, whether some companies favored accounts that earned them high fees over lower-cost alternatives that would have been cheaper for the employees. But not all companies sponsor 401k plans, which employees choose and pay into with no guaranteed benefits. Some still offer old-fashioned pension plans, which guarantee a set amount every month in retirement, and they put the investment risk on the company. Those pensions face a different problem. Americans are living longer. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
So how much longer? The Society of Actuaries now says the average 65-year-old woman will live to almost 89 years. That's up by 2 years since the year 2000. For men, it's just under 87 years for a 65-year-old man. So tell us more about, you know, which companies have been impacted by this.
Well, quite a few companies, because, you know, now they really have to spread out, you know, how long they're going to be paying out to these mostly former employees. So my colleague Michael Rapport reports that General Motors announced that this change is causing the funding of its U.S. pension plans to fall short by an additional $2.2 billion. Yeah. And, you know, I'll tick off a few other companies, but keep in mind that you can't take all these at face value because they all do their accounting differently. But GE is estimating that these new mortality assumptions could cause its retire obligations to rise by about $5 billion and even hurt its profits this year. You know, we've got Kraft. They're putting out numbers like $757 million earlier this month because of these assumptions. AT&T, Verizon, I mean, a whole bunch of, you know, blue chip companies are, you know, having to realize that there's less money in the bank for these to take care of these obligations.
Right. And the obligations, are they mostly to retirees? I mean, have many of these companies changed their current programs so that their new employees, their current employees have 401ks?
Well, you know, there's been, you know, a real massive shift, especially since the 80s. That was the high watermark for pension offerings. That's when the private sector had nearly 30 million participants. But in 2012, that number was down by nearly half to just 16 million people. So General Motors, for example, they've been phasing out their pension plan for salaried workers, and it's a way for them to reduce the risk to their balance sheet. AT&T, on the other hand, they've still got it. And, you know, there's still a good portion, you know, 41% of workers at companies with 500 employees or more, big corporations, still get pensions.
Well, and so what are those companies doing? You mentioned a few things, but what else are they going to do to try to respond to this?
Well, you know, it's mainly to try to push more and more people into 401k plans. They're
offering,
you know, also
buyouts,
encouraging
maybe?
Buyouts. Yeah. Buyout plans. And, you know, have some that are sort of turning to insurance companies and saying, hey, all right, you handle this for us. This is becoming too big of a – this is a complicated thing. We will turn in the expertise. Kimberly Clark, you know, they've got the brands Kleenex, Scott, Huggies. They've actually just recently announced that they're turning to Prudential to have them manage their pension benefits for them.
So – if you are headed towards retirement and you have a pension, know that there may be some changes. I mean, they are allowed to do these things. And Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal will be covering it for us. Jason, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.